Well, staying with virus news, and in New South Wales, the hunt is continuing for the missing link, which could explain Sydney's latest outbreak. In some good news, though, there have been no new cases of community transmission in the state today. Mask wearing is again mandatory at indoor venues, and the number of household visitors is limited. But many Sydneysiders are on edge, with the health authorities warning COVID-19 still poses a serious threat in the city. Kevin Coote reports.
At Summerhill in Sydney's inner west, testing at this drive-through clinic is ramping up once again. Positive virus fragments have been found in the local sewage system, and these residents aren't wasting any time getting a COVID-19 test.
I was feeling ill yesterday, just like cough and fever. So I live around the corner, so it was just easy for me to get tested.
And in this environment, did you feel it was all the more important to go and get a clean bill of health?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you don't want to spread the virus, so you do everything possible. Like, it's pretty easy. It's quick and easy, yeah.
I'm just being cautious at this point, yeah.
Just got a cold.
So you got a bit of a sniffle?
Yeah.
Would you have otherwise come to get tested, or are you a bit more concerned because of this outbreak?
Yeah, probably because of the outbreak, yeah. But also, it's like, it is what it is. You just got to go on with it and accept it.
They're among the thousands of Sydneysiders who've rushed to get tested after a 50-year-old man and his wife tested positive with the virus. Genomic sequencing has matched the strain of COVID-19 with a returned traveller at a Sydney quarantine hotel. But how they became infected remains a mystery. As authorities work to find that missing link, restrictions are in place across Greater Sydney until at least Monday, making masks in indoor venues and on public transport compulsory. Visitors at homes are also limited to 20, and Jeremy McAnulty from New South Wales Health has urged people to keep gatherings over the Mother's Day weekend to a minimum.
We strongly recommend that the community avoids mingling in large groups over the coming days and is careful not to put our most vulnerable at risk.
And it's protecting the vulnerable that's led many to go and get tested today, so they're leaving nothing to chance.
Actually, I have to visit family. One is quite elderly, so I just needed to do this just in case. Yep.
And you're visiting your mother, are you?
Actually, my grandmother, but she's based in Newcastle, so the rest of the family is very concerned about me potentially bringing the virus.
Charlotte Hespy is a GP in Sydney's inner west and faculty chair of New South Wales ACT for the Royal College of General Practitioners.
What there certainly is apprehension and people taking a few steps back and realising that the COVID pandemic isn't over, that it is very easy for things to change from one day to the next. And I think that therefore people who have been in the areas of concern have definitely been going and getting tested, and those who've got symptoms have been, again, easier to persuade to go and get tested.
Charlotte Hespy thinks the missing link that remains in the chain of transmission is still a bit of a worry.
So having a sort of even bigger response over the next couple of days would be really good, because we do want an assurance that we aren't missing any cases that have otherwise also slipped through.
The latest outbreak has highlighted the urgency in getting the Australian population immunised. New South Wales's long-awaited mass vaccination facility is set to open in Western Sydney on Monday. And while it may not provide much short-term reprieve as the virus threat looms, Charlotte Hespy hopes it puts the country on a better footing within weeks.
Which then puts us into a far less worrying risk category if there is any escaping infection going into the future.
Charlotte Hespy from the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners. Gavin Coote reporting.